The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know what it's going to take to get people to go back to work. I don't know. But I have lots of conversations with very big people and very small people about this very subject. And I also have conversations with people that are injured because people aren't coming to work. And they're putting in triple time. Their bodies hurt and their minds are sour because people won't go to work. What is it going to take? All I want to do is try to convince you that it's our world, ours. It's not one person's world, it's ours. And we've got to work together to make sure that we heal properly. Our world. Let's get back to work. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. I call it stream thinking, because I believe in the power of now. It's learning how to trust freeform writing. And of course, you could be saying, well, how? How do you do this? Well, you've got to exercise. I do it every day. One page, 10 minutes to write. Absolutely no editing whatsoever, which gives you plenty of time to talk about it in the end. You see, I believe that through stream thinking, we make our best decisions in this present place of now. We own our own leadership. It is the power of now. This is Stream Thinking, and today we're reading from October 16th, 2021. What I rarely hear are the inner designs of other writers and creative minds. Every week, I am blessed with the opportunity to share a conversation with actors and authors, musicians, and yes, even chefs, doctors, and motivational speakers. You see, my personal goal and or calling is to get to that single place where someone who's listening can hear for themselves that you are not alone. That's what all of this is about. You are not alone. And I'm going to locate the creative minds to help share the process of becoming part of this gallery of art. There is so much history in all shapes of performances, but what isn't getting out there is the experience of those who keep trying, facing the struggles in silent stages, and still finding it somewhere inside their soul to reach forward and toward that place of creative influence. See, not everybody's supposed to make it. But I'll tell you what, it gives us the opportunity to keep trying. For the past couple of weeks, I've been blessed with the opportunity to talk with every single contestant on NBC's The Voice. I believe this is like season 21. I've talked with those that are 13. I've talked with those that are up in their 40s. Every one of those creative minds and performers have a story. And I do chuckle when the 13 and 14 year olds say, I've been trying my whole life to get to this stage. I'm 59. And it's amazing how a 13 or 14 year old says they've been trying their whole entire life. But those that are in their late 20s, 30s and 40s, and they've made it to that stage, it's a different kind of conversation. Because mindfulness and gratefulness have taken shape. And it's not about feeding the ego anymore, but rather reaching those that are watching. Because you know what? For anyone to find success in any job, career, dream, vision, it requires people. It requires someone to connect into what you're doing. You cannot become unless there is a receiver. So why wouldn't you put the receiver ahead of all things? But sometimes we don't think like that. We want to put this first, the self. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm. And it's like, okay, if it's all about you, then who's going to receive you? Did you put any attention on the receiver? Did you do any studying? Do you know who your receiver is? During my days inside terrestrial radio, I worked for a company that actually had a book inside the studio. And that book was who our listener was. Research showed your listener is blank, 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 blank. And I would look at that book and I would look for the things that our listener, according to research, our listener would be driving, drinking, what they would be eating, who would be with them. I studied that book because I really wanted the receiver to know that I was speaking with them and not at them. Knowing who the receiver is. Well, I'm here to tell you that I believe that that research was absolutely 100% wrong. Wrong. And I want to argue with the company because that's in my past. I live in the presence of now. During the pandemic, September of 2020, I was so hungry to be with people. Being inside this studio is a beautiful thing, this forest and the view and everything like that. But the human needs connection. So I took on a job at a grocery store, of all places. But you know what, though? That's where God put in my heart. You think you know people? You think you know your receiver? Go be with the receiver. Okay, so that's my challenge to you. Go be with the receiver. Go sit with the receiver. Go have a conversation with the receiver. Go learn what the receiver is doing in their everyday world. And tell me, if you don't see a new side to your creative journey. I'm Errol, and that's Stream Thinking.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.